The board investigating the accident of the Space Shuttle Columbia held its first public hearing yesterday. Panel members asked questions about the NASA culture and heard how the space agency adheres to a concept of safety first. NASA officials testified that safety long has been at the core of their decision-making, and they added an extra layer of safety watchers following the Challenger accident 17 years ago. But even with this pervasive culture of safety, one expert found serious holes in the logic. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Houston.
One of the catchphrases around NASA is out of family, meaning something beyond normal experience. This phrase is useful for understanding how safety systems work, but also how they can fail at the space agency. Shuttle Program Manager Ron Dittemore used the phrase at the first public hearing of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board. Yesterday, he testified how NASA pounces on issues that seem out of the ordinary, often putting launches on hold when there's a hint of uncertainty.
We have scrubbed, we have taken timeouts, we have delayed 24, 48, whatever it takes for us to get comfortable. And I think we have a strong track record that will substantiate what I'm saying.
Members of the investigation board agreed with Dittemore about the NASA culture. The people they've interviewed structure their professional lives around safety issues, and they take it very personally as well. But that mantra may be hiding a deeper problem at NASA. Harry McDonald headed the last major review of the shuttle program after a couple of close calls in 1999.
I have no concern at all that people like Ron Dittemore, presented with the facts, will make the right decision. No concern at all on that issue. The concern is presenting him with the facts.
McDonald's review of the shuttle program revealed that NASA does not do a good job of cataloging discrepancies so they can be reviewed for subtle but important patterns signaling deeper trouble. NASA had planned to upgrade its old database that's used to track problems, but that improvement was eliminated as part of some broader budget cuts. McDonald, who once ran NASA's Ames Research Center in California, says another problem is that engineers have a hard time understanding the risks of spaceflight. He said engineers assumed that the shuttle was getting safer simply because it was flying more missions successfully.
There seemed to be the perception within the agency that if I've flown 20 times, the risk is less than if I've just flown once. And we were continually attempting to inform them that unless they've changed the risk positively, they still have the same issue, even after 50 flights or 60 flights.
If the risk of failure is 1 in 100, failure could just as easily happen on the first flight, the 21st, or the 101st. But the experience of success makes people relax about the risks. And that gets back to the NASA catchphrase, out of family, and its complement, in family. Implicit in those words is that if something happens that's familiar, like foam falling off the external fuel tank during liftoff, it's not a risk. Bad assumption, McDonald says. And the phrase even obscures the risk by making it more intuitive rather than quantified with a solid risk number.
In family, out of family, we couldn't get a really good definition. It varied from person to person, so there was no consistent definition.
At this point, it's not clear how much this way of thinking contributed to the Columbia accident, but it is clear to Harry McDonald that this is a serious issue that he told NASA about 3 years ago, and one that has not been addressed to his satisfaction. Richard Harris, NPR News, Houston.